Hello, I am Carmen Seidlitz, an EFT practitioner. I'm also a chakra dance facilitator and a yoga teacher. And today I am speaking to you because I want to give you some tips on what you can do if you are at a point in your life where you feel overwhelmed with all that is going on, or maybe just in general, you have feelings of being stuck within emotions of anxiety, of fear, or stress, or sadness, anger, so many emotions that we as human beings can feel, negative emotions if we want to qualify them in a certain way. What I am going to talk to you about today is also useful if you are struggling with coping with grief after the loss of a loved one or a difficult divorce or separation. Life has many different ways to take us on a journey inwards, and the ones that are the most difficult to face are when we are confronted with emotions that will overwhelm us in a negative way, causing stress, causing anxiety, depression, sadness, fear, anger. Again, all this variety of emotions that we can feel at certain moments in our lives. When we are struggling with our inner emotions, it is time to pay attention. And what I mean by this is that awareness is key to start a process of healing. When our awareness is placed inwards, and this means not only our emotions, but also our body and our thoughts, the process starts. And with that simple movement of our perception from outward to inward, small shifts can begin to take place. And this is fundamental in the process of healing. And I make a point of saying a process. This is a process that's not even linear. You will be going forwards, backwards, up, down. It might be a roller coaster, but it is your healing that is taking place. So just be open to the ride in a sense. So now here are a few tips that I can give you to help you cope through this process. All right. So the first one is, don't try not to fight the emotions. Okay. You might want to stay away from the pain, not feel it, numb yourself, distract yourself. And that's good for a moment, but also give yourself the opportunity to feel what you are feeling. And at this point, some of you might say, well, if I do that, I won't be able to control it. I'll be out of control. I will never come out of this. Well, if it feels that strong, this might be the moment of the realization that extra help is needed. And that is huge. The awareness to know that you need help and gives you the opportunity to take action. And asking for help is the greatest gift that you can give yourself, because that gift will return to you support, will return to you calm and healing. So if you realize you're at this point, go ahead and take that step. Now, if it is not that strong, if you feel you can go into the emotion, give yourself full permission to feel it and do it in a sacred space. Create a nice environment within your home or wherever you wish to do it, where you can just fall into this space and let your emotions be felt. I will make another audio or video where I will talk a little bit more about the sacred space, which is so, so important. So once you drop yourself into this space, you can acknowledge the pain, the stress, the shame, the guilt, whatever it is that you are feeling. And once you identify it in your body, in your thoughts, then consciously and intentionally let it go. And you can do this by creating a little ritual, a little ceremony where you take this energy that you are releasing from your being, because these emotions are energy, and you take it and you let it go. You can become very creative at how you do this. But it is a great step, a great way. You can even, once you identify what you are feeling, you can give it a texture, you can give it a shape, you can give it a weight, a color, whatever it is that you want, and then create this ritual where you release it. And at the same time as you are releasing, you let calm come into you. So one way it's going out, and in is coming the calm, the peace, maybe the joy, whatever feels right for you, and whatever feels that you can handle at that moment, and that will feel totally true for you as well. The next idea is that you give yourself time to take nice walks in nature. Nature has a way of healing the soul and the body. So taking mindful walks out in the open air, you can focus on your breathing as you walk or what you see around you, but always with no judgment or criticism, just being present as you walk, interacting with the plants, with the flowers, with the trees, with the earth beneath you, with the people that cross your path, just being fully present in this walk and connecting with your body as well. Just take in what nature has to offer and let go of your day, let go of what you are holding within you as you walk. And this takes me to the next tip, which is grounding. As you walk, in the middle of your walk, or as you're coming back, whatever feels right, just take off your shoes and let yourself feel the earth beneath you. Imagine that you are releasing all the tightness, all the stressed energy, all the tight emotions or the negative emotions, you release them into the earth, and the earth takes them and receives it, neutralizing it, transforming it. And in return, you receive an energy that is clean, that is supportive, that is nurturing. Sometimes I've used this technique, even if I have a physical pain, you know, sometimes where you feel that it's tight because you have been holding things so tightly in your body, and all of a sudden you have this pain. I have even gone to the point where I just lay myself on the ground and just roll on the grass or roll on the dirt and just feel like I need to let it go and let the earth take care of that energy for me and return it nice and clean and supporting and nurturing. And then after that, just feel your body. Notice your breathing. Notice where you feel relaxed, where you still feel tight, and just really connect with your body and let your body speak to you. The next tip I have is to try to start something totally new. Maybe you can take on a hobby that you've thought about and you haven't had the chance to do it. Or if that is too challenging or you don't have the time, just try to change a habit that you have. Make small changes. Like, I don't know, maybe start brushing your teeth with your other hand. Or instead of drinking coffee, start drinking tea. Just doing small changes in your habitual attitudes. And this will help you exercise seeing and feeling things from a different perspective. Many times we are stuck in our patterns of behavior and of thinking, and starting small changes in our habits can be key to opening ourselves to living a different life. Okay? Sometimes, and especially when we are confronted with these negative emotions, it means that something might need to change. And if you are going through a difficult separation or divorce, or you are experiencing the grief of the loss of a loved one, the change in your life is inevitable because things have changed, they have shifted. So making these small changes in your habits might help you to very subtly, very kindly, and lovingly start to open yourself up to the change that the situation is forcing you into. Okay? And the last tip I have for you is to be very gentle with yourself. We are here to experience life. We are doing this 24/7. So there's really no way out of it. And sometimes the experiences are going to be pleasant and sometimes they are going to be unpleasant. And when the unpleasantness is so big, the pain is so excruciating, look within to find the ways to cope and transform, but do it gently, do it lovingly, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And try to feel the truth in this. The pain is not going to last forever, just as the joy doesn't last forever either. It will lighten and it will give way to something new. And you will be a part of that new. Even if right now it seems impossible, believe that there can be a day, or that there is a day, where you will feel the calm, the peace. So love yourself in your pain. Nurture yourself during the hard moments. Honor your pain. And then just let it go. Move into a better feeling. And then the wave of the pain might come again, and you do it all over again. You honor the pain, you nurture yourself, and then let it go. And keep rising and falling and rising and falling until one day you will be feeling strong enough to be riding above all of this. And you will have found the lesson in it and the feeling of purpose and the feeling of joy will be back to you. Now, if you would like to move deeper into your inner work, if you are feeling out of sorts and in need of assistance to help you find the way to heal the wounds, to release the pain, release the trauma, I am here ready to put all my expertise in helping you move through the pain. I use EFT tapping as the main tool for this, and I really can't wait for you to try it and experience its benefits. You can reach me through my website or my Facebook page, and in the meantime, until we get to meet, I send you all my love and a very bright healing light.